sbs.com.au/khmer
ការចេះនិងនិយាយភាសាអង់គ្លេសអាចជួយឲ្យជីវិតរបស់អ្នកប្រសើរឡើងនៅក្នុងប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលី SBS មាន podcast ថ្មីដែលពន្យល់អំពីជីវិតនិងសំនួនវោហាររបស់ប្រជាជនអូស្ត្រាលីអ្នកនឹងបង្កើនជំនាញភាសាអង់គ្លេសរបស់អ្នកស្វែងយល់អំពីប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលីនិងរីករាយនៅក្នុងពេលតែមួយសូមស្ដាប់ភាគចុងក្រោយរបស់យើងដូចតទៅ
Learning English helps me care for the environment.
Hi, this is the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand, and connect. My name is Josipa, and because each new topic brings a new set of everyday phrases, like you, I'm still learning the English language. Today we are talking about recycling and reducing waste. To reduce means to have less of something, and to recycle means to change one thing into something else, so people can use it again. But before we dig deeper into the language about waste, let me remind you that we have learning notes, quizzes and transcripts on our website, so you can keep practicing after listening. Recently, I've been trying to live a more sustainable life. Living a sustainable life means choosing to live in a way that makes less waste and which does not make too many problems for our planet. One way to live a more sustainable life is to make an informed decision about reducing and recycling our waste at home. Let's hear how Marianne and her daughter Charlotte talk about recycling their waste after Charlotte's birthday party.
Charlotte, please, can you put the juice boxes in the recycling bin?
Juice boxes aren't recyclable, Mum. They need to go with the general waste, along with these plastic forks and spoons. I'll have to chuck them all into the rubbish bin.
All right, smarty pants. After you finish sorting the rubbish, you might as well take out the bins for the garbo.
Why on earth are we talking about garbage? Oh yes, we have the whole episode on recycling. By the way, you can use why on earth at the beginning of a question when you want to show that you are shocked or angry about something. For example, why on earth are we still producing so much plastic? Let's now look at the words and phrases we've just heard. Marianne said,
Charlotte, please, can you put the juice boxes in the recycling bin?
In Australia, a bin is where you chuck rubbish. In America and other English-speaking countries, they say garbage can or trash can. And to chuck something means to throw it, but to chuck out something means to throw it away. Charlotte replied,
Juice boxes aren't recyclable, Mum.
Juice boxes and plastic forks and spoons can't be recycled, so we need to chuck them in the bin with the general waste.
They need to go with the general waste along with these plastic forks and spoons.
General waste is waste that cannot be recycled. It is usually buried in the ground in places called landfills. A landfill is a space where waste is thrown and buried. Marianne then said,
All right, smarty pants.
We call someone a smarty pants when we think someone wants to appear to be very clever. We can use it with a smile as a compliment, but it is usually used as a playful insult.
After you finish sorting the rubbish, you might as well take out the bins for the garbo.
Sorting the rubbish means dividing it into what can and what cannot be recycled. Then Marianne tells Charlotte to
take out the bins for the garbo.
Garbo is short for garbage or garbage collector. Living sustainably also means throwing away waste properly, knowing what kind of waste goes where. Local councils make rules and decisions about the waste collection. In the following conversation, Marianne, who has some old furniture that she doesn't need, is on the phone with Alan, who today is working at Marianne's local council.
Hi, I'd like to arrange a hard waste pickup, please.
I can do that for you. I need to inform you that we don't pick up white goods. We don't collect e-waste either, but you can drop them off at a nearby recycling centre. Now, may I ask what kind of hard waste you have?
I want to chuck out some old furniture that got eaten by termites. They've just been wasting away in the shed.
Sure. I'll arrange a pickup on Wednesday morning. Please make sure that the hard waste is on your nature strip by then.
Okay, so now we are talking about hard waste, which in general are things that take too much space and don't fit in a regular bin. So if you have big items that you do not need and want to throw them away, you could call your local council and say,
I'd like to arrange a hard waste pickup, please.
I'd like to arrange a hard waste pickup, please. Alan from the local council replied,
I need to inform you that we don't collect white goods. We don't collect e-waste either. But you can drop it off at a nearby recycling centre.
Alan says that the council doesn't collect white goods and e-waste. White goods are appliances such as fridges, washing machines and dishwashers. E-waste are electronic items such as old mobile phones, computers and televisions. Alan also said,
we don't collect e-waste either, but you can drop it off at a nearby recycling centre.
Local councils can probably direct you to recycling centres that accept e-waste and white goods. To drop off something means to take it and leave it somewhere.
I want to chuck out some old furniture that got eaten by termites. They've just been wasting away in the shed.
The furniture has been eaten by termites. These are insects that eat wood and they can be quite a problem in many parts of Australia. Now, Marianne's furniture is wasting away. Wasting away means to become weaker or more rotten, become more like waste. We can also use this phrase if something is just not being used. For example, I have been a bit lazy and that exercise equipment I bought has just been wasting away in my garage. And lastly, Alan said,
sure, I'll arrange a pickup on Wednesday morning. Please make sure that the hard waste is on your nature strip by then.
The local council usually picks up any hard waste from the street, from the nature strip. The nature strip is the strip of grass between the pavement and the road, which doesn't include the sidewalk. My guest today is Cristina Lazzo from SBS Filipina, who believes that the five R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, rethink and repair, can help us live a more sustainable life. Hello and welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Yasipa.
Before we start talking about what five R's actually mean, I want to ask you a very practical question. Do you know how often or when local councils collect waste?
A big mystery. I don't know. Nobody does. It is different in different council areas. Usually, councils pick up hard waste from nature strips few times a year. For me, the best indicator is when I see people leaving furniture out for other people to take for free. I've got myself a couple of good pieces like that.
Oh, I think we've all been there. So tell me, what exactly do the five R's stand for?
They stand for reduce, reuse, recycle, rethink, and repair. That's five R's in short. It's a set of easy-to-remember rules for trying to live a more sustainable life. For example, if you decide to buy less, you are reducing your waste because you don't have to throw away your old things And if you take your own bag to the shops instead of getting a new plastic bag, you are reusing something. That's already 2 out of 5 R's.
Okay, so we are left with recycle, rethink, and repair. We heard a lot about recycling a moment ago. And repair is pretty simple. It means to fix and save something instead of throwing it. But what do you mean by rethink?
In this case, rethink means to ask yourself if the choices you are making in your life are good for the environment. For example, people should know that waste, such as glass, plastic, paper, cardboard, tires, electronics, batteries, construction materials, food, and garden waste, all have value and can be used again in the form of energy and resources.
Thank you, Christina. Let's now look back on the phrases and words we practiced in this episode. See if you can answer these questions. What is hard waste?
Hard waste includes large things, such as couches and coffee tables.
What is e-waste?
It's short for electronic waste, such as TVs, computers, and old phones.
We heard some phrases you can use when sorting rubbish.
Can you please chuck the rubbish in the bin?
Juice boxes aren't recyclable.
Take out the bins for the garbo.
I'll sort through the rubbish for recyclables and general waste.
We also heard some phrases you can use when arranging for a hard waste pickup.
I'd like to arrange a hard waste pickup, please.
I'll place the hard waste on the nature strip.
You can drop off your e-waste at a nearby recycling centre.
That's all we have for this episode. Now head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. If you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au, or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.